Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, is here. He's based in London. London reporting is concentrating now on the abduction of a young man, Roman Protasevich, from a Ryanair carrier, that would be Irish-based Ryanair, in flight over Belarus. The events are not in question. The question now is what is to be done. The EU is acting surprisingly in concert, given that it is the EU and it requires unanimity, to condemn Belarus, to condemn Lukashenko, the president, the troubled president of Belarus. And yet the young man remains in custody. In fact, there is a photograph on the front pages of the London papers of him confessing to his crimes. I think his crime consists of the fact that he was blogging in dissent of the troubled elections of last year. And because of that, he's now in detention, accused of crimes of, oh, well, pick one, you know, deception, falsehood, terrorism, etc. And the picture generally indicates that he's unhappy, as he would be in custody. But his relatives and the London papers point to the idea that he's been beaten up or tortured in some fashion and is no longer speaking as an individual when he makes these confessions. Joe, this is playing very big in London. I've talked with Moscow, and Moscow is reluctant to get involved here, given the now pending summit between Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden in Geneva. But the EU is not reluctant to get involved. It is condemning Belarus, as you know from your reporting. The aircraft going into Belarus are either hanging back or to be diverted. At the same time, we do not know the fate of the young man, but the whole of the diaspora, the Belarus diaspora, is now alarmed that if he can be abducted out of the midair, flying over just a few minutes over Belarus, any of us could be grabbed, and the EU would do no more than issue sanctions. So how is this being presented to the British public? Does this look like the beginning of something at the scale of, say, a U2 scandal or a scandal that can break up pending peace conference between the president and the president?
Well, I think there is definitely a recognition in Europe and including in the UK that this is a pretty big deal. Because there are so many layers to this. I mean, there is this government harassment of a civilian airliner flying through its airspace, which involved apparently a fake bomb threat of some sort and potentially scrambling a military jet, to harass this civilian plane that registered in the EU that was not doing anything. The plane was flying between two countries who are members of the European Union and also, remember, are members of NATO. Which is important because that brings countries like the United Kingdom, which is no longer within the EU, and then also places like the U.S. Into the picture. And then you have the connection with Russia, because I think that it seems increasingly unlikely that the Belarusian president, Alexander Lukashenko, would have attempted something so dangerous and provocative if he hadn't had at least the tacit approval of his patrons in the Kremlin. And so I think that there is an awareness that something needs to be done. It's fortunate for the EU that their leaders happen to be meeting for a previously scheduled summit yesterday, which enabled them to come pretty quickly out of the gate with at least a first round of measures to do with barring European Union planes from flying over Belarusian airspace. And the like. But I think that there's also a conversation going on here in the United Kingdom about what steps the UK should take, whether that might involve financial sanctions against the government in Minsk or some other steps. But I think that they're really, at the moment at least, is an awareness that this was a really outrageous thing for the Belarusian government to have done, and the West cannot afford to do nothing in response to it.
I mentioned that Protasevich was in Athens for a conference with his co-patriots, people who are living in exile after the challenged election of 2020, and he was flying back to Lithuania, I believe, and that takes you over Belarus territory for just a moment. And a MiG-29 was in use, so a warplane was introduced. But I come back to London and what is to be done. Joseph, I want to find a positive here. All through pandemic and prior to that, all through Brexit, it was commonplace to observe that the EU cannot work well together, cannot do it. 27 countries cannot find unanimity about anything, including a worldwide pandemic and vaccines. And yet suddenly it's working together. Does this surprise you, Joe, that it took a foreign policy outrage like this to bring the EU together when a pandemic couldn't?
Yes, I mean, I will say I'm pleasantly surprised that they were able to act as quickly as they did on the measures that they have acted on. Now, of course, you have to caveat that a little bit because they haven't done any of the really tough yet, which are the financial sanctions or other measures that would actually be meaningful in terms of punishing the regime, hitting Lukashenko's government where it hurts, potentially sanctioning some of his own cronies within the government or the political system there. So the EU has not done that sort of thing yet, and that is going to be where it will become really challenging for them, because that implies a certain level of sacrifice on the part of the entity that is leveling the sanctions there, and they might not be willing to do that. And then there also would still be opportunities for some governments within the EU, such as Hungary, that tend to be rather more sympathetic to Russia and other proxies, such as Belarus. Fingers crossed.
Joseph Sternberg, yes, we're positive about the EU momentarily. We're going to turn to the United Kingdom when we come back, because we're on the eve of testimony from a man who was inside the government during the early stages of the virus, and he wants to talk. His name is Dominic Cummings. This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.